More music at kingdomflavor.com.
Rough. Nobody will survive, not even generals, captains, and commandants. Our adversaries are taking over the territories, and our armies are deeply wounded. Even I, myself, am bleeding out much blood. Captain, I don't think we will make it in this battlefield. The devil is out with much anger, just as described in Revelation 12. He has destroyed all our mighty men of war. Even you, Captain, you are deeply wounded. We are weak. We can't fight this fight of faith. We have lost the battle.
Thou art worthy to be worshipped, O Lucifer. Let every creature worship you. For it is time to rob God of his glory and power. Let the inhabitants of the earth worship thee. You have received great authority, power to speak blasphemous word against God and his armies. Who then is like unto thee, O beast? All that dwells upon the earth shall worship you. You have the power to wrestle with nations, tribes, kings, and kingdom of the earth. O prince of Tyros, thou art lifted up and thou art God. Thou seated in the high places of God, the morning star. Thou art the anointed cherub. Thou was upon the holy mountains of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten the riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries. By the great wisdom and by the traffic haste, thou hast increased thy riches. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond. The beryl, the onyx, and the jasper. The sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle. And gold, the workmanship of thy tabret and of thy pipes was prepared in the day thou was created. We hail you, O Lucifer, for rising a generation of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the definition of iniquity dwells. You empower men like Pharaoh to delay the destinies of the Israelites. For 430 years, men like Nebuchadnezzar, women like Jezebels, who slaughtered the prophet of God. And in the last days, you have anointed Babylon the Great to enslave the people of the earth in abundant iniquity. You have given great power to your prophet to deceive the whole world. Your armies are set to fight against the army of God. Look, all the armies of God are cast down and wounded. There is no hope for this generation.
Speak no further, you liar from Hades. They are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and father of it all. My generation has not failed yet. Job 14:7, for there is a hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprung again, and the tender shoot will not fail. So therefore rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. You speak of your father the devil as one of the unbeatable beings. For I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. In case you don't know the scripture, let me educate you with the matters which your master the devil is afraid of. In Isaiah 40:12 says, how thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How thou art cut down to the ground, which did a wicked nation. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of congregation in the sight of naught. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. But yea, thou shalt be cut down to hell, to the side of the pit. Ezekiel 28:6. Therefore thou said the Lord God, because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of gold. Behold, Therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nation, and shall draw their sword against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defy thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to pee, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the sea. Even though I have seen the wicked in great power, as spreading himself like a green bar tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I sought him, but he could not be found. And I stand under the government of El Shaddai, by the right hand of God. Let every power and authority of the serpent be abased in every territory. In the name of he who made heavens, we command every sword of our adversary be brought low. In the name of he who dwells in the midst of cherubims, whose feet is refined 7 times with the burning coal from the altar of Ye Asha, Ye, I am that I am. I write to you, young men, because he has overcome the evil one. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I went on my knees and I wept bitterly. Oh God, how comes your name has lost its power and value? And I look up for an answer. Yea, I beheld in the realms of the spirit the troops of wounded armies. And I heard a voice like a seventh trumpet from heaven, which said, the armies which we have prepared before the foundation of the earth to take over territories are deeply wounded. None came to me for healing. Is there no power in Gilead? Is there no power in Shiloh? Are there no physicians in Zion? Why then is not the health of my armies recovered? Because my people are bent back to backsliding from me. Though they are called of the Most High, but wardom is in the midst of them, and they know not the Lord. For there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, but yet this generation is not cleansed from iniquity. Isaiah 1:9 says, if the Lord of armies had not left us a few survivors, who would have been like Sodom, I would have been like Gomorrah. Even the survivors are in Babylon, for there is a woman I know, and the scripture call her Babylon the Great, whom the kings of the earth have committed adultery with her. She has wounded and sold out the armies of God through wardom and witchcraft, for she had cast down many wounded, and the strongest have been slain by her. But the city that he made groan aloud, and the wounded cries out for help. Alas, alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Blow a trumpet in Zion and sound alarm in my holy mountain. Let the priest and the minister of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the hearties should rule over us. By the rivers of Babylon, here we sat down, yet we wept when we remember Zion. We hung our harps upon the willow in the midst thereof, for they that carry us away captive require of us men, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can echo of holiness rise in the street of Babylon? Therefore, deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with daughter Babylon. For no one engage in warfare, entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlist him as a soldier. Arise, O soldiers of the cross, and seek healing from Gilead. There's a balm in Gilead, and all the physicians are there. Lift up your tired hands, strengthen your feeble knees. You are not called to lose this fight. Fight the good part of faith. The scars won't be long. I know your wounds are so deep. I know the pains of the fiery arrows of the enemy has eaten you up. I know your afflictions are many. I know hell has broke protocol just to swallow you. I know thy works. I know where you live. Yes, Satan throne is. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that he may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. The day we accepted the call of salvation was the end of our life. For Christ said, I die daily. Trouble me no more, for I bear the scar of Christ. Oh, ye wounded armies, don't be ashamed of your scars. Don't regret your mistakes. Don't be angry over your defeat. No, 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 no. We don't accept defeat in this kingdom, for even the weak must fight. For the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. Arise, oh, ye captains of thousands. I hear the angels crying out. Where are the mighty men of valor? Where are the Lord's elect? The devil has gathered together all his army in a place called Armageddon, where Gog and Magog are called for to lead the truth into battle. But where are the warriors of the Most High? Many are slain, some have turned back, and some are wounded. For the earnest expectation of the creator waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Where are the sons of God? Are you that are the one speaking for, or should he wait for another? And I said to myself, I am the one. Oh God, we are the army that will take over territories for you. Though we are wounded, but by your stripes we are healed. We will rise again. Alas, alas, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand, a day of darkness and a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people and a strong, they have not been ever like, neither shall be any more after, even to the days of many generations. A fire devoured before them and behind them, a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. This army I'm talking about, the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and horsemen. So shall they run like the noise of chariot on the top of the mountains. Shall they leap like noise of a flame of fire that devour all the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their faces, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb walls like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his way. And they shall not break their ranks. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide in it? Who will rise again? In temptation will rise. In tribulation will rise. In sorrow will rise. Where are my warriors? Rise up and shake yourself. And shoot yourself on the palm of the enemy.
My captain spirit, my captain.
More music at kingdomflavor.com.